podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is, I am right, Wednesday, July 15th, 26. Full verification.
Yes, you is.
You are.
Who do you think you are? I am.
Who?
Is you.
Is you. Bless you.
I'd like to know.
God, what is it from now? What's who it? Is you?
Oh, it's a sound drop.
It's a meme video. What are those things? It's dang, not. What is it? I was barbecuing.
No, Lord, I wasn't Sweet Brown. She was from the news.
Go tell it to you. What? Hide your kids. Hide your wife. Is it that one?
Uh-huh. No, it's not Antoine Dodson.
Is it Pants on the Ground? Pants on the ground. Looking like a fool with your pants on the ground.
I don't think so.
I love
God. And, that's so funny.
I love and hate the way that things like that meander into our lives.
Yes, because I was doing it last night.
Pants on the ground?
No, there was a guy on America's Got Talent. He had a bunch of Panther stuff on.
Oh.
And I'm like, is this the guy who made the song when they went to the Super Bowl?
Is he wearing a T-Mac jersey?
No, just a bunch of
like, hopefully not logo Bryce stuff. Young.
No, and I'm like, you know, they'll get that guy to sing a game. So I'm like, I swear that's the guy that made the Panther song. Do you remember the Super Bowl song?
No. I remember the diddling in the girls' room, the one about, y'all remember that?
I like that one.
That was a huge controversy when the two Carolina Panthers cheerleaders. What's up, Fiddleman? You're probably enjoying me bringing this one back up.
What's up? How about a visit, Fid?
I know. We'd love to come back up there and go in that room where the entire wall is a beer cooler. That was inside the freaking Bank of America Stadium. It's unlike anything. It's like going to convenience store paradise, except everything's free.
Oh.
I mean, somebody paid for it.
I love it.
Well, I ain't. Why is my taxes?
But there was some kind of controversy where two of the cheerleaders got caught performing acts on each other inside the stadium.
How fun is
in
that?
In the bathroom.
Wow.
So we had, and I will call credit for this. It was pre-Dan, actually. It was that long ago. That it was to the tune of Smoking in the Boys' Room called Diddling in the Girls' Room.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, it was so dated, I think, like Don Beebe's mentioned in the song. It's that old.
Oh, Bills Beebe or Packers Beebe?
Well, you know what? He was better as a Bill than he was a Panther.
I just figured out what happened on my question. So.
What?
It's not the same guy, but the song he was singing on the show last night is a viral YouTube clip, so that's how that happened.
What is the song? I probably won't know it.
No,
if it's viral, I don't. I'm literally like the state of South Carolina when it comes to getting things legalized. That's me hearing about stuff. I'm the last one. Y'all done been talking about
football team. Wait a minute, that's not enough to buy a team. Spend $150,000 on a tricked out Porsche. Wait, what? Minnesota, it snows too much. Build me a tennis court.
I mean, it's a cool beat.
But the HOA is gonna make me tear it down.
He's done several Panther songs. We've played a couple of them.
Yep.
Yeah, because he shows himself records them in his living room.
That's what he's doing last night. So obviously somebody from America's Got Talent is scouring YouTube.
Oh, so that guy was on America? Yeah. Okay, I got you now. Sorry.
Yeah.
Wow. So,
okay, that's how that happened.
Wow. He was on America's Got Talent.
Then I found out there was a local competition that, you know, it's easily idle. I don't care.
Well,
so the winner of that, like, gets in front of a producer.
Nice.
So that's how they find talent now. They, you know, that's like we talk about with America's Funniest Videos. You don't have to send anything in now.
No.
They'll talk to you.
Like, no, when we were, whatever show, was it Ridiculousness?
Yeah, that was one. Then there was another one,
we're
too.
On two shows on MTV. They both, and it was not much money, but they give you, like, base money just to basically say, yeah, we paid them something to air this. And that we never sent it. They found it, and they contacted us, and they were like, oh, you're on a radio show? Which now, think about that.
They got the rights now.
But I think they also got some... What are we going to do? We're going to come on. Dude, we're going to be on Ridiculousness this Wednesday. Like, ooh. Think about it. That's kind of smart of them,
is
actually.
Is that the one Deer Dick did?
Yeah. Does. Or did he? Is it gone?
Is it still on? I don't know.
I think it's on Netflix now. Or maybe they just moved it all there. They can't be still doing those new. There's no funny in it, videos anymore, guys. No. There's nowhere else to explore.
Or they'll be on a bunch of different shows now, like they'll share them.
You remember what movie that's from? What do you want to do when you grow up, little guy? I want to be an explorer like Christopher Columbus. Explorer? There's nothing left to explore.
Oh, dang it, what was it?
The Truman Show.
Mm-hmm. You know what?
I never saw that movie. Greatest movie you've never seen.
great show.
I've never seen it.
Greatest movie you've never seen. It's so
Is it about how Harry Truman beat Dewey?
No, it's about her parents, the Tubmans.
Oh, the Tubmans. Is it about...
Harriet Tubman Stowe, was that the name?
Did she get married?
No, Beecher is who you're thinking of. Beecher Snow.
From Stowe. Oz?
No, she was like somebody from American history. I'm so old, I've already forgotten. Harriet Beecher Stowe. What did she do, Paige? You're a woman.
I was thinking Beecher from Oz at the time Schillinger put a swastika on his butt cheek with a
pin. I remember that. Because we mentioned it. Who was the guy that we interviewed? He was a rock guitar player in a band.
He was on the show. It was Evan Seinfeld.
Evan Seinfeld he was from on the Biohazard.
Show he was married to Tara Patrick for a long time.
God. She wrote Uncle Tom's Cabin.
Yeah.
That.
All right, hang on a second. This is me being stupid, but I got to ask.
No, that's Tim, and he represents South Carolina.
And that was a shock that he put that in his own commercial.
No, duh.
So this, I don't get where the racial connotation is. I don't know that book.
Abolitionists, so they wanted to abolish slavery.
So Uncle Tom from the book wanted to?
I don't think I read the book.
What?
Yeah, I don't know the book.
I rely on you for that, Paige. I didn't see it either. I don't think they made a close notes on that
one. I don't think they made us read
that. I got to ask somebody, why is that a bad... Like, I don't know the Uncle Tom where that comes from.
You know what?
Or why it's bad.
Here's what we'll do. As soon as I get the old LP...
It's all racial stereotypes.
Actually, it's an LT. What am I doing? I have a laptop, not a laptop. The LP.
But we got a docking station.
What does that stand for? Long playing? Like on a record? Was the LP, is it long playing? Is that what that stood for?
I believe so. Extended play, long play.
You are. Okay.
Oh, I got to make a note because you just reminded me of something.
What? Say it. Let's talk about what Paige was talking about off the air.
No, we won't.
Oh, it's just a little technical issue.
It'll go away.
Because I don't know if you're on the email, but we're about to lose a lot of
content. I did see that. Yeah, but that it can be driven.
I can't back it all up, so it's just going to be gone.
Okay. Well, I can assist in that. I have
one. No offense.
I have one. I know, but I can. I'm saying I can assist you with the storage. I got one TB.
But there's no way to back it up.
MP3s?
I would have to manually go in for each one.
Yeah, save it in your drive.
And save it that way. So it's just gone.
Don't tell me this now.
This could be gone forever.
I don't know.
I don't know why we have to, merge to a cloud all of a sudden. Why were we not already on the cloud? Why do corporations have to constantly tinker?
Paige, he knows me.
Uh-huh.
He knows me well. He's known me for... I was thinking about it last night when I was preparing a press release for later. I was thinking, how long have I known this SOB? And it's 18, 19 years now. Mm-hmm. 18, wait, how long?
God, at least that long.
18, 19 years.
Long time.
And he drops this to me. Knowing how anal I am, how weird I am, how I...
It's like
can't follow the bouncing ball because I'm over here looking the other direction.
It's like all our bits worked at iHeart, and they just got laid off since they gutted everybody.
You know what? I don't...
Did they keep us, by the way? Are we still on the app?
Yes, it's a different entity.
Thank God.
You can't spell entity without titty.
You can't.
You can't.
You could, but you look like an idiot.
Yeah.
Like a stupid ass. Stupid, dumb ass age. Dumb bastard. Toe ass. Hoe ass looking hoe.
Oh, hoe ass looking hoe? That's what it was.
That's redundant.
Well, you know what?
God, find it.
Yep.
We keep asking ourselves off the air and on the air, what was that when you get so mad and you start cussing on somebody? Maybe you don't normally cuss, and then what you're calling them makes no sense at all.
Secret shopper right here. Lame ass fat bitch.
stupid feet ass, ugly face ass bitch, peanut head ass fat hoe. That's
what it is. Hold on. Let's give this its proper due. I'm working for the Associated Press. I need to get this quote. Go ahead.
Secret shopper right here. Lame ass fat bitch.
Hold on,
stupid
I'll
feet ass, ugly face ass bitch.
Here it comes.
Peanut head ass fat hoe.
Peanut head ass fat hoe. Peanut head ass fat hoe.
God, I'm going to be calling everybody that in traffic today. You peanut head ass fat hoe.
Peanut head ass fat hoe. God, can we get that trending? I mean, if we pray for this country and pray for and prayers for this on hashtags, let's just for once have some fun with it.
Oh, we can get it, but I got to do this first.
And now, the Rise Guys hashtag word of the day.
Today's hashtag word of the day is hashtag peanut head ass fat hoe. Wait a minute. Hoe with no E, though. We got to go the street way.
Yeah, it's not a garden tool.
Right.
So.
That's how you know when someone's a honky on the internet. Yeah, when they spell it with an O.
Talk about a lady who's been selling that thing.
Even like if it's a gaggle of horse, it's hoes with just a...
Apostrophe S.
What tribe not in
from?
Possession of, because they don't own anything. They're owned by a pimp.
Is that Hammer? We just saw on TV, by the way.
Oh, what? Because of the size of them britches, maybe.
Dang it, man.
Shoot. Damn you. Again, though, you're not distracting me from that, you peanut head ass fat hoe.
Lying ass bitch.
I'm going to, you know, I tweeted yesterday for the first time in like a month. I'm going to tweet again.
He was looking at me from the cookie aisle.
You know what's crazy is I even took it, like, I had to re-download the app.
Oh, you.
Well.
How do you watch adult films or clips?
I got Pornhub Plus.
I gotta hear him say cookie owl.
Secret shopper right here. Lame ass fat bitch. Stupid feet ass, ugly face ass bitch. Peanut head ass fat hoe. You a secret shopper. Lame ass hoe. Bitch, I seen you. She looking at me through the cookie owl. Why?
Cookie owl. God, I love that dude. I would just... I don't know. If I like had so much money, I would just pay that guy to just...
Ian the Rage Bay guy are my favorites right now.
You know, what do I sound? I sound like a king from like the old days. Yeah, I want some gesture that I could just pay to sit there and make me laugh. Yeah, why get fed grapes and all this stuff?
You know the latest thing the Rage Bay guy does? He'll buy a drink and he'll open it. And then he's like, can I change it? Because I don't like the flavor. And he'll just go get another one and just open it. And the guy's like, you got to pay for it. You got to pay for it. And then he'll put a Dorito in the trip reader of the damn card machine.
If that was my kid, I would say, listen, you're a video away from getting your ass stomped. Yeah. And I'm not the one to come. A bunch of them do it.
Yeah.
And they usually do it to people, and this is of no offense to anyone, with people who maybe don't give too much of a damn about the job already, and they will get you and not care about losing the job.
Yeah, they will.
I mean, just some of them you think, okay, that was maybe a friend of the family or something they just put up to, you know, whatever. Huh? Especially the one guy who works at the haunted gas station. Do you ever see those clips?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, people watch it like it's a series. It's like, if it's haunted, why keep going to work?
Yep.
Why is it haunted?
Because it's another person in the back, and they're acting like he's by himself. But they keep going viral because people are like, oh, my God.
Can
you imagine if he worked at Fast Fair and they were some kind of shadow figure in the back?
I was just thinking that it pumps itself.
Peanut head ass.
Oh, if it did, we wouldn't need y'all.
No.
This is where you go too above and beyond for the job. If I'm working at a gas station and you keep messing with me or like, you know.
Why?
I'm like, okay. It's not mine.
No.
Just like I'm supposed to tell you, if you rob me right now, it ain't my money. I'm supposed to let you take it.
It just starts washing your windows.
Those ain't my monsters.
Yeah, like if you ever work at a convenience store or really anywhere, like if somebody came in and said, all right, put them up, it's a stick up. Even if it was their fingers in their jacket the way they used to do it, I would give it to you.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
If I don't own it, as a matter of fact, if I do own it.
So you got to come around and get it.
Don't try to rob me later.
I don't want
to
get shot.
I have a gun in my boot, but nevertheless.
Is the place in Spartanburg still open to where you had to walk up to the window after 10 o'clock?
Yeah.
And they got to go get it for you?
Yeah.
You know they hated that. They would rather take a chance on getting robbed.
See, those people are probably messed with too. No, I asked for the sour green. You know, the way they mess with the people at Starbucks.
Yeah, I didn't want these
Sonic.
I didn't want these straws. You got you gave me the wrong straws.
I want a sour punch. Funny how if and I'm being very sarcastic now, but you know if it was you know if we were in school right now, and I'm sitting there and I'm videoing you and I'm like. Just whatever,
yep.
Saying these things to you or whatever. I put it on the internet. I'm a bully. But these young, you know, usually young men go out and they do these confrontational but funny videos.
Yeah.
But we laugh at that. But at the same time, like, they know those people are, they're at work. They can't really, I mean, they could and they might. They can't really react too much. But if you're out on the street, God, look, you wear that Bass Pro hat in every video. I've kind of got an idea what you look like now.
It's disrespectful, but when he goes up to the station house.
Actually,
the,
that guy's funny. Go ahead.
When he goes to the police and asks the police questions that the police ask other people, where he just walks up to the cops and says, hey, how you doing today? You got any ID on you?
Big Brown loves the public audit people.
Yeah,
he loves those. He talks about them all the time. I'm like, God, I hate it. I mean, I don't hate him for enjoying it. But if I had a job like that, like, what are you doing? Like, you're
a peanut head ass looking fat hoe.
You're being a peanut. Oh, I didn't finish my tweet. I gotta get it. I can't get something trending if I don't. I put peanut head ass fat tune. What is that? Fat Ho. And we said it's an H-O, not the tool.
I don't know how you spell Al, but as soon as I figure it out,
I'm peanut head in. Ass fat Ho. All right.
Looking at me through the cookie Al.
Cookie Al. Where were we, Paige? Oh, yeah. So the personal audit videos where they go into like the DMV or the police station or whatever, and they just film. And then they're.
Oh,
they're,
people don't like being filmed. Mm-mm. It was amazing. I mean, to me.
Like any of those places, the people are just working there. They don't make the rules. Like, they could, I don't know if it's true. I'll call Knox White later. I have his personal number.
Knox.
I will ask Knox. I looked it up. He said it was his personal number. It's just the, it goes to the receptionist.
Like, it was written voicemail.
But nevertheless,
it was fun when he was in here.
When, you know, you can't video inside of a government building. And
can't carry a gun either.
Why? So. I know that I get. But the other part I don't understand why. Because like when I went to divorce court, like I wanted to take a picture just like. They're like, you have to wait till you get outside.
That's where they take all the pictures.
Well, I kept trying to do the Toyota jump. And I couldn't jump high enough. So they kept taking a bunch. You know, remember the Toyota jump?
Yep.
I kept trying to do that. About broke both kneecaps.
Just got to kick the legs out.
Matthew, jump higher. I was like, Mom, I'm trying to do my divorce celebration pic.
Oh, Mary's taking the picture, but she don't snap it in time?
No, because I'm jumping in the air with enough to bend my knees.
You ain't got no Can vertical. You,
like, think about that. That's very difficult to do as a big man.
Jump again. I missed the button.
Bend the legs more. This looks like you off the air a little bit, like you levitating. Mm-hmm. What's that guy's name? I can't remember his name. That magician is always levitating.
He dresses in all black all the time. He's got the trick pants.
Chris Angel, how could I forget?
He's got them pants. You remember his bit? He would tell you, like, he would go to break showing you a trick. And when he came back, he'd tell you how he done it and how you could do it too, because it was always a gimmick he was selling. Because he had the pants that had trick legs.
Oh, God, yes.
That's how he levitated.
With the magnets.
Yep.
They would put magnets on the bottom of the shoe, and one shoe would be like a Hey Dude shoe where you could just slip them on so the shoe would connect. And the other, he would be lifting it. Yeah.
I never forget this.
Yeah, but when you try to, not anyway, I mean, when we tried to do it, it didn't work.
Do you remember, like we talked to Chris Angel a few times.
Yeah.
But when the show was like, we were always talking about the show. Uh-huh. And then I never forget trying to figure out how he did this one bit. He was like, when we come back, I'll show you how I did it. And I paused it. I was like, I'm going to figure it out. He made the toothpick disappear, but then you feel like a moron when you find out how he did it, because he had a piece of tape on his thumbnail that he'd put the toothpick in from his mouth, and when he flicked, it just stayed
on his hand?
Yeah.
Oh.
And I'm like, do you do this in the Vegas show?
How did they do the ones, like, seriously, were they – where they take the quarter and just it like where does it go?
No clue.
Like they turn the hand, there no sleeve, right? Watch. I got the quarter page.
And it's gone.
My sleeve is here. You saw both sides of my hand.
And it's not in his mouth either.
It's not in my mouth.
I don't know.
But they won't tell. They will only tell each other if you want to be a magician how to do this stuff.
It's like being a Freemason.
Like, I wouldn't tell other magicians. Like, I want to make money.
Society. I wonder what that initiation is. Oh, God.
Do you think David Copperfield was telling Lance Burton how to do all his gimmicks?
Well, I don't know. Did Lance Burton... Who was Donald Trump? Who was Bill Clinton?
Yeah, like who was first?
Who is you?
Penn and Teller.
Who is you?
You peanut head ass fat hoe.
How do you know? You peanut head ass fat hoe. Okay.
Oh, uh-huh. I got a surprise for you.
Oh,
I forgot about this.
Oh, good. I haven't eaten breakfast yet.
You know, sometimes I got to make room on the bank for a new drop, right?
Oh, I got excited. I had a retweet, and it was from Fat Boy. I appreciate it, though.
So, unfortunately, we lost the eggs. Well, Ty, you don't know what kind of eggs them is.
No.
On the hot bank.
How?
Well, I had to make room for this right here. I mean, darn.
Oh, yes. Oh, that was a... God, I gave her an interesting name.
You gave her a name. I'll say that.
Real.
Ape.
April.
That's her 2 liter.
I said, do you ever think about going as real?
That's her 2 liter soda
do it,
life.
Do it again.
I mean, darn.
It sounds like she's pouring out a 2 liter, and it's about halfway air, halfway Coca-Cola still left in there.
That's creepy.
I mean, darn.
My favorite color is asshole.
Ooh, me too, Sherwin Williams.
Do you have this color?
Yes. You're bald.
You're bald. You're bald. Wrap that chicken.
That comes on tonight, right? Or tomorrow?
I believe so.
I don't ever know.
You're already married, so that's coming up at some point.
You know, literally. Yep. Yeah.
She already changed her name.
The DVR or whatever, like that really either, I don't know if it deplenishes our memory or makes you feel like you have or early onset dementia or something when you can't remember what day anything comes on anymore because you never watch it on the day it comes
that's
on anymore.
Me.
I know. I'm the same way. I'm saying, like, dude, funny thing, we'll go to break. I started watching Raw on Netflix.
Yeah.
I start watching it. You'll love this. I start watching it. It's from 6 months ago, and I watched it for 15 freaking minutes.
Before
I
even realized
it.
No idea.
They were promoting whatever the last pay-per-view.
Did you know the Home Run Derby was on Netflix Monday night?
Yeah, I was going to watch it, but I remember how boring it was.
What a waste of an opportunity that is.
What, on Netflix?
Home Run Derby?
It should be on. They have a deal with Peacock, too. That should be on network TV, the All-Star stuff. How many people...
People just don't watch.
They got to realize, like, network TV is like in the house free with like almost everything. Not everybody's got all these streaming services.
Yeah. Well,
but they want to push everybody to the
streaming.
You have
whatever.
Now, I got them all, but you know, that's pointless.
Yes, them all.
And a couple of them you pay by the year. It's a lot cheaper.
Be honest right now, because I'll say this. There's one that I don't have, but I don't really care, so that's why I got rid of it. One of them I have now, and the only reason I still have it is because I shared it with the password of my daughter and a lot of their favorite shows, including the kids are on there. So,
I know which one that is.
What? Paramount Plus?
Yep.
Yeah.
They'll be watching Jasper's going to be watching Dutton Ranch. You watch it.
Is it not, like, think back to your childhood. And this isn't a flex. This is just an adult moment that's kind of weird. Like, when you were a kid, and because we did not have cable. We did. I grew up without MTV. I had to
go to the neighbor's house to watch. Yeah, Beavis and Butthead.
We had it until my brother got kind of perverted. So,
but now, you know, although, you know, as a kid to an adult, obviously quite different. But like now that you have all the streamers, you have full ice. Like,
I don't have Black Box.
Yeah.
Or Me TV.
You'll never come back.
I don't even know what that is.
you don't know Black Box.
It's just all black shows.
Yeah.
Or Me TV.
Oh, so you don't like it?
No, I don't. I don't have Hulu.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I forgot I had Stars until they said, look, you're up for renewal. I don't watch it.
Paramount or
what is on
Disney?
Stars?
I don't know, but I got like pizza one time. They gave me 3 months for like a dollar or whatever. Wow. I was like, hey, I'll get it.
That's because they're all owned by the same company.
Yeah,
it's
I guess so Power's weird. On there. I haven't seen Power. So.
Like, I get Netflix for free because of my cell phone.
Yes, yeah. It's lumped into my damn
it's not
internet.
Free.
Like, I know, but like it's because like it all just goes to.
Really does. I can't watch them all.
Yeah,
I have Netflix and.
But it's cool though to like. Oh yeah,
HBO Max.
I can watch that if I want to, or you know.
I got Apple TV too, but that's part because I got the bundle with the iTunes and family plan.
I have Apple.
Which the new Cape Fear is great.
Never. I leave.
The editorial right there was so good. He just he went very serious, and he did like the Walter Cronkite when he rarely point at the screen. Basically,
I lit up a cigarette.
He's like, "This is really good, Cape Fear." Yeah,
the new Cape Fear. Javier Bardem is
better
creepy.
Than De Niro.
It's better than the movie, and really? I'm only a few episodes in.
It's a series.
What network is that on?
Apple Television.
Oh yeah.
Apple TV.
I have that.
All right, we got to go to break. We'll come back and talk about
it. I kind of
don't
want to.
I know. I don't either.
What if we don't? What are they going to do?
I mean,
this ain't iHeart, by God. They got a heart around here.
I am not going to say anything. You're not distracting me from the fact you pissed me off about the memory being.
I know, you peanut head ass fat, huh?
What?
We get stuff for a year, but beyond a year, for some reason, this is going to be gone.
So, like, let me ask an honest question. Like, so what does that mean?
Just like anything audio-wise in this system, like all of our older stuff past the years is going to be.
Does no one give a?
Guess not.
Not really. Not anymore.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow! The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Was this yesterday's?
Yes, this is not the right one.
All right.
I like it, though.
Stupid computer.
I got here late today, so.
Oh, did you?
I didn't get to put them in.
Oh.
Let me see what we got.
First one here. I'm the first one. Remember those videos that you used to make Fat Boy? Fat Boy would already have been here like an hour.
Uh-huh.
And this was when way more work had to be done. It was the beginning of the show.
Like, I'm here, bitch.
And I'd come in, and he'd be in the bathroom. And I'd come in. I'm the first one here. I'm the first one here. He'd get so mad.
Oh, my God. I almost used this last week.
Really?
Yeah.
It's that wavelength stuff, man. Like, how did that song even come into my whatever?
Well, I know how it came into mine, but I don't know about yours.
What, were you watching a movie from the 80s?
I was watching Miami Vice, and Tubbs was dancing to it with a hot chip.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Such a good song. Like, you... First off, I don't know what's happened to the American family, but siblings don't make music together anymore like they used to. You know, Donnie and Marie, the Pointers there, for instance.
Yeah.
Were they really sisters, or are we going to find out it's like the bloodline in wrestling where they're not really related?
Dude, how does that work? Were they?
I don't know. I'm going to look it up. I love wondering stuff and looking it up. I'm such a...
But what if you don't get an answer? Do you
nerd.
Get to...
Well, something like that.
Do you get mad, or I kind of forget about it?
Like, I totally will forget about it. I'll ask you that in 5 minutes, what I was Googling.
Oh, they got like a track guy in the video.
Jump in.
He's doing long jump. Did you ever do long jump at the weight?
No.
Harris, we need a long jumper. Get out there.
What was her name?
Who?
One of the ladies. I'm trying to think.
You talking about the Pointer sisters?
Yeah. Oh.
Well...
Two of them kind of look alike.
You had Ruth.
Uh-huh.
You had June. And you had Anita.
They got to be related, two of them, because they look just alike. The lead singer and, I guess, the side singer.
One of them came to Channel 2, and she wouldn't come through the front door. She didn't want, you know, because she was a star.
Oh.
And she came through the back, and nobody could talk to her.
Oh,
what? B.B. King came through the front door, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
I thought he'd be more of a backdoor kind
nobody
of guy.
Could, nobody really cared that she was there in the first place.
I saw that said, look, BB came through the front door.
The only
peanut
person...
Peanut head ass fat hoe.
I'll be honest.
Keep it alive.
The only person that I thought was weird that people made such a big deal about was Dave Dravecki.
Oh, I mean, look.
And
was he missing a hand then?
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
But I thought, what?
Should have seen me when I went to try to shake hands with the drummer of Def Leppard.
Who is this guy? And I had to figure it out.
Dude, do you know if Jim Abbott ever got a hand?
Yeah.
Did he go back and get one?
Yes.
Moore should. I mean, like, it's probably like a Chubbs hand from Happy Gilmore.
You don't remember? Because they had the glove that was made for the... Am I wrong?
I know he would switch. You know, he would put the glove on his handless arm.
Yeah, he would throw with the handless, with the arm, and then put the glove, which...
As soon as he pitched, he'd switch. But I don't know, like, after he retired, if he ever went back and got a hand.
Oh.
Just to,
well,
you know.
Let's give him one now.
Jim.
Yay.
By the way, there were originally four Pointer Sisters, and one of them left. You originally had June, Bonnie, Ruth, and Anita.
Uh-huh.
But that would mean Bonnie left. I bet Bonnie got knocked up. You ever see that one?
She got kicked out.
Oh, you think that's what happened?
Probably. Like, we can have you pregnant here.
Got mad at one of her sisters.
Their parents were both preachers. Yikes.
Yikes.
They allowed them to make these awful worldly songs about jumping. Jump. Feel my touch. Jump. What does that mean? Also,
it means jump on my ass, you peanut head ass fat hoe.
Oh.
Speaking of peanut, the hashtag peanut head ass fat hoe.
Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
I would like to, and maybe we bring back, that was Snap Hollers. Well, I'm not going to start using Twitter on the reg anymore. Just because, like, when I bring it up just now, there's already, like, a Charlie Kirk video that I don't want to see. It's not video, but it's like, they just love agitating. X is absolutely about agitating you as a person.
It's terrible.
Can you? This was last year.
Stimulating. It's agitating.
Mm-hmm. Can you see? This is Jim Abbott last year. He's telling you how he did it. Pitch left.
Yeah, but think about like that. Like your body's in a turning motion, and you're also going to change hands, and then, oh
God, you can still do it fast. But he doesn't have. He did not go back and get a hand.
Oh, okay. I apologize. I thought he had one at the time that kind of went in there to kind of fasten. Like, how did he hold it without fingers?
See, he's got the
kind of fitting or some kind. Probably stuck it on there with some pine tar.
Finger bell.
Look, he just
finger bell.
He put the hand inside the pocket of the glove. Oh, that's how he switched. He rolled it over.
Oh my God. He's got like a little. I am not being mean. What I was going to say will sound mean. I'm not going to ask.
He's got like.
It looks like he's got a little finger growing, right?
Like a part of a thumb.
Okay. Maybe. Okay. I wasn't being mean by that.
But look how quick he can do it still.
Yeah, but that's. He could also like pickpocket you real easy.
He could, because he could show you this one and then take you with this one.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Like, is that a thumb? Oh, got your wallet.
Also, shout out to. Because I was asked to do it on X. Give me a shout out listening to you at work. It's Tony, and I need to know how to become a P1. Been listening for years. Tony Banks.
Tony, you need to listen to Apes Call.
Real?
Have a cool laugh. I mean, darn.
All right. Paige, what is, and thank you, Mr. Banks.
I'm going to tell you, when you see this inside
your... Lloyd Banks, by the way.
Oh, Gorilla Unit, shout out. Tony Yayo.
When you see this inside your home, don't squish it.
If you see this, oh, that's a good one, Paige.
Don't squish it.
If you see this in your house.
Don't squish it.
Oh, it's like that. It's like that.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I love to hear them argue.
The Rise Guys. News matters. It matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Well, hello.
I'm Paige, and I want to tell you not to squish it. Okay? Be very careful.
Squish, squish it real good. You, baby, come here. Give me a kiss. Better hurry up or else I'm going to get pissed. My mom hated that part.
Turn it off, Matthew.
Squish it. Squish it real good.
Squish mellows. Squish like billies.
There was a boob on TV. She said, turn it, Phil.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Nudity or a GD? Actually, you know, several Fs in a row. Just one, she just turned and looked at me. Don't you listen to that. But a GD, turn it, Phil.
So what's this squishy stuff we're talking about? Not what you're thinking.
What was I thinking?
I don't know.
Squishy. Don't squish like, this. Like, what's squishy?
Squishy, a nut.
A diaper.
I mean, darn.
Oh, are you male or female?
I mean, darn.
Oh, I feel a presence upon us right now.
I mean, darn.
Oh.
I'm scared.
Pour me hand me that carafe. I want some more of that wine, would you?
Oh.
Hold on a minute. Let me pour this wine. Hold on.
That's a bird.
Yeah.
Give me some.
You son of a bitch.
Oh, here you go, Alex. Would you like some pizza as well, Alex?
I mean, darn.
Some pizza, Alex.
So creepy. You want to see my prissy?
Okay. Wow. I will guess prissy. Don't squish.
What's the name
prissy.
Of the place?
Squishy. No, not at all.
Tongue
we're not
punch my fart box.
We're not even close to what I'm talking about. So an ant, you know, a little ant that crawls around, biology expert says that
not the comedian.
When you see an ant inside your home.
I have a television credit with him, you know.
Yeah, that was the third judge. I couldn't remember who it was, but it was ant. Yeah. It was Coach Prime.
It was ant.
Randy and ant.
An ant. Yeah.
So when you see this ant in your home, you shouldn't squish it. Why? Because when you squish an ant, it releases a distress signal. And then more ants rush over to remove the body. So the best thing for you to do is set it outside if you can pick it up. Don't squish it.
You're supposed to pee on it and snort it like Ozzy did.
Okay.
He peed on it and then snorted it?
That's how it was in the...
Sterilizer?
Movie?
Yeah, that was with Motley Crue at the pool.
Oh, the Netflix thing with Machine Gun Kelly?
Yeah.
Yeah, Kelly.
Motley Crue movie.
Motley Crue movie. Man, I told Fatboy Page, I don't know if you saw it. I don't know if it was a recent concert or what, but I saw it on Instagram. And Vince Neil is kind of like, you know, it's a guitar solo. I forget what song it was. They were in concert. And he's kind of like, he must have been like looking at a particular person in the crowd, you know, like smiling at her or whatever. Well, his vocal track started singing again, and the microphone even wasn't near his face.
No.
And he just looked at the crowd like, whoa, what is this magic? It was so funny. He said, like, whoa, where'd that come from?
Let him sing on his own. It's funnier these days.
Bless his heart.
Tommy Lee's still with it. Like, you know, he can still, you know, play the drums, you know.
Well,
I don't know about Mick.
Vince had a stroke, and it's amazing that he's still up and at him.
Oh, so. Yes, sure. I'm just saying, when little faux pas like that happen, you know, it's funny. Like when that one girl that they Dua Lipa, which she's walking backwards off the stage and just runs out of stage and just completely.
I love her. She's great.
Yeah. Just falls off.
She just falls right off
Bless
stage.
Bless her heart.
Stuff's funny. But the ants, so.
Don't squish.
Don't squish them. Don't squish the ant. And why was that? Poison?
No, because it releases a distress signal. Like me.
Oh, it'll call for more.
Like pheromones or something.
So
like
do you know what's crazy?
Ant radar. They all come running towards it.
Do you know what attracts... Oh, this is crazy. You know, there's like a... There's an uptick in ticks in America. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah.
There's an uptick in ticks.
They got Lyme disease.
Do you know what they're attracted to?
Wi-Fi.
Yep.
How?
I don't know, but it's scientifically been proven now.
They're attracted to Wi-Fi.
Ticks are attracted to Wi-Fi.
Do you remember the old...
That is nuts.
Remember the old home remedy for ticks on the head?
Let me make sure I didn't dream that last night. Let me verify. Go ahead.
Remember the old home remedy for ticks on the head?
Yeah, cigarette.
Well, that was one of them, but, you know, kerosene.
Kerosene. Cigarette was for honeybees.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yes.
It was like, oh, head's going to stink.
Deer ticks are the ones that,
So, hey, when you get those ticks, let me smell
Lyme
that head.
Lyme disease. Remember the thing that, I think it was something like that. Let me huff that head. Because my mom had Lyme disease.
Yeah, they came from the ticks. It's what, Plum Island? Is that where it was?
I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
Plum Island?
What's the island? What's the island where they...
Fire.
No, not that one. What's the island where they have all the animals that they experiment on? That's where Lyme disease started.
3 Mile Island.
No, with the ticks.
You talking about the one in New York?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that not Plum Island?
You might be right.
I don't know.
You might be right.
Was that a gay bar I'm thinking of?
No, that's what I thought you were talking about. I was like, no, that Plum Island is in
Massachusetts.
Oh. Look at you, fat boy. Look at you.
Is that it?
Plum Island. Are you referring to Plum Island, Massachusetts, or the strictly controlled animal disease research facility in New York?
Yes, that's where they started Lyme disease.
That's where all the weird fish started beaching up on the shore with like dog heads and stuff.
Where was suicidal shrimp?
Charleston.
The ones that were running on shrimp on a treadmill?
Alex Jones.
That was another one.
He was right on that one.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, well, I'm Paige. And those are your Rice Guys headline.
Paige, thank you so much. We will take a break. Golly, boom, that's already an hour. That's fast. Okay.
Not ready for it to go away.
I'm still very aggravated, but I will make it through. Here's how you can help me feel better today. On your social media, use the hashtag fatass.
Uh-oh.
Excuse me. Hold on. Hashtag peanut head ass fat ho.
Yes, sir.
That's peanut head. Okay. Peanut head. P-H. Why can't I just remember something? Like, why do I have to think of weird anchors? Like, remember it with that letter and that number.
You have a mnemonic device or whatever.
How do I remember your name, Jeremiah?
Oh, well, at least you get close. It's not Jeremy, Jeremy, Germany.
Yeah. All right, Pudge, we'll be right back. Good morning, everybody.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.